everyone. Welcome back to the Tubular Time Machine. I'm your host, Jason Raz Rasmussen, and this week we're not heading to a specific year. Nope, this week is all about reflecting on the totally radical ride that was season one of this little nostalgia-fueled adventure we've all been on together. No time circuits to calibrate, no flux capacitor checks, no flying DeLoreans, just you and me wrapping up what has been one radical first season of this nostalgia-fueled adventure. We've laughed, we've cringed, we've quoted movies and TV shows like our lives depended on it, and now it's time to take a look back, not at one single year, but at the whole amazing ride. So buckle up, crank the volume, and let's take one more trip back through our first season. This podcast started with one question. What was life like when you were 14? That moment when you were halfway between middle school and high school, when your voice was cracking, your wardrobe was questionable, your music taste was becoming sacred, and the world around you was just beginning to feel huge. Those were the years when we were figuring out who we were, awkwardly, hilariously, painfully, and pop culture was our co-pilot. So let's break it down year by year, because every episode had its own vibe, its own story to tell. Back in the groovy days in 1974, one of the most laid-back, funky episodes, we talked bell-bottoms, streaking, and radio gold. Happy Days had just premiered, and Blazing Saddles was pushing boundaries in theaters. It was a pre-cable, pre-blockbuster era where kids played outside and music was blasting from 8-track tapes. We even got into cereal commercials and mood rings. It was a simpler time, but the pop culture was already starting to swirl in big ways. Then we moved on to 1978, the year Grease and Animal House were huge, and disco was still going strong. There was a weird innocence mixed with rebellion in the air. TV was all about Mork and Mindy, and arcades were coming into their own. Fashion-wise, you had shiny shirts, flared pants, and velour tracksuits if you were bold. We talked about fads, but also how the late 70s felt like the tail end of one era and the beginning of another. Then we moved on. 1984. That was a big one. It's like a time capsule of every single thing that defined a generation. Ghostbusters, The Karate Kid, Purple Rain, and then The Terminator. MTV was peaking. Breakdancing, Trapper Keepers. We had so many aha moments in this one, it was overwhelming in the best way. Oh, then we moved on to my year, when I was 14. 1985. It was pure iconic magic. Back to the Future, The Breakfast Club, Live Aid. It was the moment when pop culture knew it was pop culture. That episode felt like a celebration of everything that made the 80s unforgettable. Synth pop, Cold War paranoia, and teenage optimism. And the toys? Don't even get me started. Transformers, He-Man, Cabbage Patch Kids. It was glorious. From 85, we moved on to 1987, which was a big sleeper hit of the season. We had the musical energy of Michael Jackson's Bad and the rise of Guns N' Roses. On the small screen, Full House premiered and gave us a new kind of family sitcom. Comic books were entering the grim and gritty era, and Nintendo was peaking with Zelda and Metroid. Fashion? Think leather jackets and dyed hair. Good stuff. And then we went to 1988. Ugh, 1988. This was a year when everything felt big. Big hair, big soundtracks, and big personalities. We talked about the dominance of pop acts like George Michael and Whitney Houston. Who Framed Roger Rabbit blew our minds in theaters. And the Wonder Years on TV gave us a glimpse into another nostalgic past. How about that fashion? Lots of denim, scrunchies, and high-top sneakers. We remembered the arcades, the Walkmans, and when every school dance had at least one slow song that made your stomach flip. That episode had heart. Now on to 1991. That one hit hard for a lot of us. It was the beginning of a cultural shift. Nirvana dropped Nevermind, and suddenly we all wanted to wear flannel and brood. Hip-hop was booming with Public Enemy and A Tribe Called Quest. On screen, we had Terminator 2, The Silence of the Lambs, and the Disney Renaissance kicking off with Beauty and the Beast. You could feel the angst and the change. Now, 1995? That was pure chaos, and I say that lovingly. The Macarena, Beepers, JNCO Jeans, Junko Jeans, TLC's Waterfalls, Clueless, and Toy Stories hit theaters, each redefining a different kind of youth culture. Friends and Seinfeld ruled the airwaves, while the PlayStation had us hooked on 3D graphics. We even touched on the early internet days, dial-up, chat rooms, and the Wild West of online interaction. That episode brought out so much energy and laughter. 2001? Yeah, 2001. That one got heavy. 9/11 came up, of course, and it shaped a whole generation's worldview. But we also talked about Harry Potter mania, the first iPods, the explosion of reality TV, Survivor, Big Brother, the Osbournes. Napster was fading, but digital music was rising. It was the moment of technological, cultural, and emotional upheaval. That episode reminded us how pop culture can comfort us, even in hard times. We skip forward a little to 2009, which gave us a true perspective shift. We're talking YouTube culture, memes, the birth of TikTok-style content via Vine. Avatar changed what movies looked like, and the rise of smartphones meant teens weren't just watching culture, they were creating it. That episode showed us how much things had evolved and how much they hadn't. 2025. Yeah, this one was a curveball. It was kind of a creative experiment. We imagined life at 14 in 2025 with my son. We talked about how AI, climate tech, and social media algorithms are shaping teens. It was like science fiction with a very real human heart. We speculated how Gen Alpha might look back on this time, and even though it was future-focused, it felt surprisingly grounded. So what did we talk about this season? Oh man, what didn't we talk about? Each episode was a time capsule, cracking open those awkward, emotional, hilarious years of being a young teenager, right on the cusp of high school, still hanging on to middle school vibes, starting to rebel, starting to figure it all out, or at least trying to. Each guest a window into another version of being 14. And together, we told a story, not just of pop culture, but of growing up. What made it special was that each guest, whether they were podcasters, reality TV personalities, former classmates, students of mine, coworkers, or even my own 14-year-old son, brought such heart to the table. We didn't just talk about pop culture. We shared who we were, where we were, and what we were going through. Each year brought its own flavor, its own slice of cultural chaos. We dove into films that defined each year, the TV shows that glued us to our couches, and the bands and musical artists that filled our mixtapes, CD books, MP3 players, or burned Spotify playlists. We quoted movie lines. We debated soundtracks. We tried to remember if we had ever actually seen that one weird Saturday morning cartoon, or if it was just a fever dream. And don't get me started on video games. Whether it was the 8-bit glory of the NES, the arcade cabinet showdowns, or the early Nintendo battles, we geeked out hard over joysticks and cheat codes. We didn't stop there. We stepped inside closets and rifled through what we were wearing. Neon windbreakers, acid-wash jeans, oversized flannels, too much hair gel. You name it, we probably wore it, or someone we knew did. And somehow, we always ended up cracking up about fads, the slang, the toys, the weird snack foods. Anyone remember Squeeze-Its or Pizzeria's chips? You know, maybe even the Jolt Cola. Yeah, me too. My stomach is still recovering. And of course, we gave credit to the commercials and the ads that shaped our idea of cool. Whether it was Apple's 1984 spot, Mentos commercials in the 90s, or the questionable food mascots of the early 2000s, we remembered. Then came the serious part, the news stories, the moments that shaped our worlds beyond the shopping malls and the Walkman. From major elections and natural disasters to the rise of the home computer and the birth of reality TV, we talked about how the world around us shaped who we were. Some episodes got a little emotional, some got a little goofy, but all of them were real. And midway through, when I started asking guests what they'd tell their 14-year-old selves, they became something really special, because we weren't just looking back with nostalgia, we were offering insight, connection, grace. The question brought gold, honest, heartfelt advice. Some said, "Don't worry, it gets better." Others said, "Take more risks." And one said to slow down and enjoy the little things in life. But no matter the advice, each one gave us a glimpse into the heart of the guest. It was them talking to a younger version of themselves, and in that way, talking to all of us. So, as I look back on the season, one thing is clear. This wasn't just about old movies or retro styles or dated tech. This is about connection. It was about sharing the moments that made us. Awkward, pimply, emotional, overconfident, or underprepared, us. And pop culture, it was the soundtrack, the wardrobe, the stage set for all. And let me just say, for those of you who co-hosted with me this season, thank you from the bottom of my heart. You made this podcast what it is. You brought your stories, your laughs, your memories, and often your 14-year-old fashion crimes. As we wrap the season up, I just want to say, we're just getting started. Now, looking ahead to season two, it's going to be righteous. We're bringing in more reality TV guests. Yeah, I'm calling on my reality TV peeps. We'll have more culture deep dives. We'll have at least one themed episode per season, something like final crushes, pop culture heartbreaks, or the debates between franchises like Star Wars and Star Trek. And maybe, just maybe, we'll do a live episode. Fingers crossed. Plus, we'll have a new theme song and new artwork, among other things. And of course, we'll still center each episode around the question, what was life like at 14 during this year? It's the lens that keeps us focused and the nostalgia that brings us joy. So, while I start working behind the scenes, lining up guests and polishing the time machine for season 2, I need your help. Spread the word. Tell a friend about the show. Share the podcast. Visit the website at www.tubulartimemachine.com. And if you can, throw some support my way at www.buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Raz. That's M-R-R-A-Z. This whole thing, it's just me. Researching, recording, editing, emailing, uploading. I love it, but your support keeps it sustainable. It's a passion project, and there will never be advertising my podcasts. It's all about the love of communicating with friends about shared experiences. And if you haven't been on the podcast yet and your year hasn't been featured, reach out. I'll do the legwork. All you have to do is show up and reminisce. I'll do the rest. You just bring your memories and your awkward teenage vibes. I'd love to have you on. So, to everyone who's been a part of Season 1, whether you're a guest, a listener, or someone who shared the show with a friend, thank you. Truly. To my 14-year-old self, be who you are. Don't let anyone define you. Don't let anyone tell you who you can or should be, but instead embrace who you are. Geek, nerd, jock, goth, it's all good. This has been the end of Season 1 on the Tubular Time Machine, but not the end of our story. We got so much more coming, and I can't wait to fire this thing up again. So, until next time, stay rad, stay retro, and remember, pop culture is the stuff of our lives. Let's keep honoring it one totally tubular year at a time. Now, for one last time, the full-length Tubular Time Machine theme song for your listening pleasure. Catch you on Season 2, dudes and dudettes.
Hey there, dudes and dudettes, come along for the ride. We're cruising through the years in a time warp tide. From the disco balls to grunge guitar, we're chasing every memory no matter how far. Got my Walkman on and my Reeboks tight. We're dialing back to the days of neon light. So grab your slap bracelet, hop on the scene. We're taking off in the Tubular Time Machine. Crank it up to 11, take me back in time to the mixtapes, arcades, and MTV's prime. From butterfly clips to cassette rewind, the past is rad and it's blowing our minds. Oh, nostalgia's calling me in the Tubular Time Machine. Oh, let's relive the dream every vibe, every year, every teenage scene. Each week we ride with a guest from the past. They were 14 then, and man, it went fast. From all food courts to Saturday shows, to the slang and styles only memory knows. We're not just fans, we live that lore, with mullets and perms and mixtapes galore. Blowing into games just to make them run. Our teenage hearts beat to a generational drum. Crank it up to 11, take me back in time to the mixtapes, arcades, and MTV's prime. From butterfly clips to cassette rewind, the past is rad and it's blowing our minds. Oh, nostalgia's calling me in the Tubular Time Machine. Oh, let's relive the dream every vibe, every year, every teenage scene. Like, gag me with a spoon, how I'm gonna do it. But we're going back and it's totally crude. Your past is your passport, this ride's a screen. Step inside the Tubular Time Machine. Crank it up to 11, take me back in time to the mixtapes, arcades, and MTV's prime. Pop culture magic, yeah, we own that scene in the radical ride of the time machine. Oh, nostalgia's calling me in the Tubular Time Machine. So extreme, the past is now and it's totally keen. Tubular Time Machine, where the past is always rad. Where the past is always rad.